This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has signed his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package into law ahead of his first primetime address to mark the coronavirus pandemic's first year. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
In the Oval Office, the president signed the $1.9 trillion virus relief bill that received final congressional approval yesterday.
This historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country.
The bill's $1,400 direct payments may start moving this weekend. The bill also includes extended jobless benefits, help for small businesses, and other measures Democrats said are crucial, which Republicans blasted as overreach. The signing comes hours before the president's first primetime address, in which the White House says he'll level with the nation about the pandemic, but also provide hope.
Together, we're going to get through this pandemic.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
About one in five Americans say they lost a relative or close friend to the coronavirus, highlighting the division between heartache and hope as the country itches to get back to normal 1 year into the pandemic. A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research illustrates how the stage is set for a two-tiered recovery. The public's worry about the virus has dropped to its lowest point since the autumn, before the holidays brought skyrocketing cases into the new year. However, people still in mourning express frustration at the continued struggle to stay safe. An update on Wall Street, buoyed by hopes from the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. The Dow was up 0.58%, the S&P leaped 1.04%, and the Nasdaq added more than 2.5%. This is VOA News.